Dedicated to Rosh Hashanah of Yisrael, David ben Sherka. This coming Shabbos, Parshas Re'eh, was also Shabbos Mevorchem Chodesh Elul, the last month of the year, if we count the year from Tishrei, the month that is designated to prepare for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, as it's called in the Svarim, the Chodesh Harachamim and VeHaslichos, the month that prepares us for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the month of Tshuva, the month in which Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai for the third time to receive the second Luchos on Yom Kippur. We always read Re'eh, Parshas Re'eh, as we are about to enter the month of Elul, and as all the Svarim point out, that these parashiyos, the Shalach HaKadosh and others, tell us that these parashiyos, the upcoming parashiyos, Re'ei, Shoiftim, Kiseisei, Kisavai, all are related and connected somehow to the upcoming month of Elul. The Tzvilat Tzadik, Dinever, writes at the beginning of his Sefer in this week's parasha. He shows how Elul is hinted right here at the beginning in the first pasuk of Parashas Re'ei. Re'ei, so he translates like this. He says, Lifnei many times means not only in front of, but Lifnei can also mean before. Like we say Lifnei, before something happened. He said, Re'ei Anoichi Noisein, see what I am giving you, Lifneichem Hayoim. It's like a play on words. He says, before the day. Instead of translating it, see that I give before you today. He translates, but Derech Remez, that the Torah is telling us, see that I am giving you before the day, which the day is Rosh Hashanah, as the Zayar says, whenever it says Hayom in Chumash, it refers to Rosh Hashanah. It's the day, Yoyma Dedina Rabbah. So see that I am giving, before Rosh Hashanah, I am giving you a month in which Bracha Uklala, you can turn around Klala to Bracha. And these merames beautifully, he says, this entire pasuk Re'ei Anoichi Noisein Lefneichem Hayoyim Bracha Uklala is begematria Tiku Bachayde Shoifer, and it works out. It's exact, which he says Tiku Bachayde Shoifer is not only, as the Gemara says, blowing shoifer on Rosh Hashanah, but it's also talking about the blowing of the shoifer that we do the entire month of Elul. Tiku Bachodesh, the entire month we blow shoifer, and those three words in Tehillim are equal to this entire pasuk here. So this is the introduction, as he writes in his Sefer in the Bnei Yisus, when all the Svarim tell us, the Parshas Re'ei is the introduction to the upcoming month of Elul. Re'ei is Rosh Tevis, Rosh Hashanah Elul. And he's also merames further that the words Elul, Rosh Hashanah, those two words together, are begamatria ksiva v'chasim etoiva, the same gematria as we mentioned last week of Chamisha Asa Ba'av, because it starts really Chamisha Asa Ba'av. Chamisha Asa Ba'av prepares us for Elul, Rosh Hashanah, and the goal is that we receive a ksiva v'chasim etoiva. That's what the Tzvilat Tzadik writes in his Sefer. Tonight, we'll try a little to go a little bit into this, a little deep, because if we look closely into the pasuk Re'ei Anochi Nosein, I am giving, according to the Tzvilat Tzadik, then the words Anochi Nosein means I am giving you Chodesh Elul, although it doesn't say anything about Elul in this pasuk, and he's merames it in the words Lefneichem Hayom, before the Hayom, before Rosh Hashanah. Where do we see Elul in the words Anochi Nosein? This parasha has 126 psukim. And at the end of the parasha, the word that is used to remember how many psukim this parasha has is the word pliya. Interesting word, found once in the entire Tanakh, only one time. The word pela is found a number of times. Michamocha, osei fela, ki pole, yafli, peli. But the word pliya, which is equal to 126, which is how many psukim this parasha has, is found one time in Tehillim, Kapitel Kuf Lamites, Pasuk Vav, there it says, Pliya da'as mimeni niskava loy uchala. Pliya means wondrous, beyond understanding. Something which is a pella means it doesn't make sense. It's a pella, pliya. As David HaMelech speaks, Medrash pliya. Right, but that's not in Tanakh. I mean, the word pliya found only once in Tanakh. In Tehillim, seems to be the word that the one who wrote these simonim is referring to. So what does that have to do with Parshas Re'eh? Re'eh means to see. The name of this parsha is see. And that's the theme of the parsha. And that's how the parsha ends as well. You know, the beginning and the end of every parsha are connected. The parsha begins with the word re'eh, then it ends with the mitzvah of re'iyas panim. Shalosh pa'amim bashana ye'ro'eh chol zechurecha es panei Hashem elokecha. Every male shall be seen before Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. V'lo ye'ro'eh es panei Hashem reikom. That's basically how the parsha ends. So it's a parsha of re'iyah. We find also in this parsha that the Torah again mentions all the animals and birds that are not allowed to be eaten, and those that are allowed to be eaten, although the Torah already discussed it in Parshas Shemini. And Chazal tell us that the birds are repeated because we are introduced here to a new bird, and the new bird, his name is Ra'a, she Ra'a, she Ra'a b'yoyser. This bird seems to see very well. Also in this parasha, in fact, it's brought down in the Sefer HaGilgulim from the Arizal, that a person who does not utilize his eyesight properly, he looks at things he shouldn't, he doesn't see things in the right perspective, and so on, will be nizgalgel in the bird by the name of Ra'a. So the parasha clearly is talking to us, hinting to us, this theme of Re'eh. What is the connection to the time that we're in now? The time that we're in now is the transition between Menachem Av and Elul. And that is, Parshas Re'eh takes us from the last days of Menachem Av. Tonight is already the 24th, and a week from now it will already be Rosh Chodesh Elul. So we're going from the last days of Menachem Av into the Chodesh of Elul, which Elul is the Chodesh HaRachamim. Menachem Av was the Chodesh of Din, until Chamisha Asa B'Av at least. And after Chamisha Asa B'Av, things change. We see this in the last Mishnah in Tainis mentioned last time. There the Mishnah mentions the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Se'ena u're'ena b'nois tzion b'melech shloimoi. Go out and see. The stress is to see. Bochor sona einecha u're'ei, the Mishnah says. B'nois Yerushalayim yoytzeis v'choylois b'kramim. The women go out and they say, Bochor sona einecha u're'ei. So starting Chamisha Asa B'av already, there's this stress on to see, re'ei, se'ena u're'ena. And that is because in Chodesh Menachem Av, because of what happened as a result of Tisha B'Av, Shavuos HaBetamos, there was a pegam in Re'iyah. The Beis HaMikdash is the Mokoim of Re'iyah. That's what we go to see and to be seen. The Gemara in Chagiga, Yiro Yeroeh. And as the Gemara learns out, that a Suma, a blind person, even in one eye, is potter from Re'iyah, because since his eyesight is not complete, and Hashem Kaviyachol's eyes are complete, Kishem Shebolirois, Kach Bolirois, someone who's blind, and not only blind physically, but someone who's blind spiritually, someone who does not utilize his chush ha-re'iyah the right way, is not zoicha to enter the Beis HaMikdash. Re'iyas Beis HaMikdash is totally in re'eh. And as a result of the chait, of the chait of Egel, where it says, Vayar ha'om ki boishesh moisha, again, there was the chait in re'iyah. They looked at things the wrong way. They perceived that Moshe is tarrying from the mountain meant that he's not coming down. So the chet right away is Vayar Ha'am. We see the same thing with the chet Eitz Hadas, which is where all chatoyim begin. Vateire ha'isha ki toiv ha'etz l'nechmad. The woman, Chava, saw. She looked at it. She was already poigem in Re'iyah. And the chet of Re'iyah, which also was the chet of the Meraglim, l'chu u're'u es ha'oretz. They were supposed to look at the land and look at it and look at it the right way, they looked at it the wrong way. That was also a pegam in Re'iyah. That's why right afterwards we're told, in Parshas Shlach, after the chait of the Meraglim. So as a result, we lost out this special level of Re'iyah and we fell into Shmiyah. That's why Chodesh Menachem Av is the Chodesh of Shmiyah, as it says in Sefer Yetzirah. We're only able to hear, but we don't see. Re'iyah, we don't have yet. Re'iyah, which the Torah talks to us right at the beginning of Bereishis, Vayar Elohim es ha'or ki toiv vayavdil. That's the first time it ever says Vayar. And there it's referring to Hashem designating the Oir HaGonuz, the hidden light. And that's the light that a person who's zoichet to use that light, Adam HaRishon, Kodem HaChet, was able to see Misoif HaOilam V'yat Soifai with that Oir HaRishon. Meaning, the Or HaRishayim can only be perceived, it can only be used before Chet. Once there's Chet, The Or HaRishon is Nignaz. The Or HaRishon was in the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is the Makom of Re'iyah. The Beis HaMikdash is where one goes to see, to be seen, to see, as we read in the Pirkei Avos last week, the many miracles that occurred in the Beis HaMikdash. B'derech Re'iyah, there one saw it. We didn't just hear about it. Now we hear about it, we read about it, we learn about it. Then they saw it with their own eyes. And that's what happened by Matan Torah. By Matan Torah, when the Chet Eitz Hadas was rectified, as the Gemara says, Paska Zuhamasan, so the Pasuk says, V'chol ha'am royim es ha'koilos. Everyone was able to see. They saw Ruchnius. And that's how it'll be in the future, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya. V'ra'u kol basar yachdov, ki pi Hashem diver. Everyone will see the Dvar Hashem that exists in life and in everything. Everything, even all the materialistic and all the physical components of this world, everyone will be able to see the Dvar Hashem, which is what's really keeping it in existence. Then we'll be zeicha to Re'iyah. But as the Sfarim tell us, the Gemara that we learned today, the Torah that we learned today, is Toshma. It's the Bechina of Shmia. It's not yet where we see it. Zohar is Tochazi. If one ever looks in the Zohar there, instead of saying Toshma, it says Tochazi. Come and see. Because Pnimius HaTorah, that's the Torah that will be revealed in the future. Toirasei Shel Mashiach, the Pnimius, as Rashi says in Shir HaShirim, it's not just something that we're told in Chassidus Sfarim, but it says so in Rashi and Shir HaShirim. Hashem himself will once again reveal himself to us and teach us, as Rashi says over there, Soy to Omeha Umistar Tzfunoiseha. All the soidais, all that which is concealed now, which we don't see, which we only know exists, then we'll see with our eyes. B'derech Re'iyah. So as we come to the end of Menachem Av, and we enter the month of Elul, the first word, the parasha that we read, Re'ei. Now a Yid strives to be able to see again. In Menachem Av, we were like sort of blind. Now our eyesight is returning. Re'ei. Chodesh Elul is the Chodesh that prepares us for Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah, ki yodua, is the Beis HaMikdash of time. Just like there's a Beis HaMikdash in Mokaim, geographically, there's a place, Temple Mount. Everyone knows where it is. Not everyone knew where it was at the beginning until David and Shmuel decided exactly where it's going to be built. That the Makom HaMikdash of time is Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is Begematria Beis HaMikdash, as it says in all the Sfarim. Ateres Yeshua, all the Sfarim tell us that because what Rosh Hashanah is in time, Beis HaMikdash is in Makom. What a person is zocher to entering the Beis HaMikdash, a person is zocher to on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is when everything goes back to its roots. Bereshis. Bereshis is Aleph B'Tishrei. Back to the beginning. Chadesh Yomeinu Kikedem. Bereshis, the Targum translates, Milakadmin. The way it was. And the way it was means the way it was before Chet. The way it was before the first sin. That's the feeling that one felt upon entering the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is the Makom of Tshuva. That's where people brought their Karbanos when they did Tshuva. The Beis HaMikdash is the Makom where Hashem says, Anoichi, Anoichi, hu moichef v'sho'echa lema'ani. This is a pasuk in Yeshaya, Kapitel Mem Gimel. It's the Haftorah of Vayikra. And there, Hashem says the word Anoichi twice. Anoichi, Anoichi, I will erase your sins for my purpose. Because of me. I'm going to do it because of me, Hashem says. Anoichi, anoichi, hu moichef v'sho'echa lema'ani is begematria bereshis. That whole phrase. Bereshis, which is the Reshis of the Berea. The Reshis of the Berea was Rosh Hashanah. The Reshis in Makom was the Makom HaMikdash. Where did Hashem first create the world from? From the Beis HaMikdash. As we know, Bereshis stands for Barashis. He created the foundation of the world. Those are the Shis and the pipes under the Mizbeach. The Makom HaMikdash, which is also the place where the Marishon's body was formed, Kiyodua. So, Bereshis refers to the beginning of time and the beginning of Makom, and they are interrelated. Rosh Hashanah Beis HaMikdash is one and the same. And after Menachem Av, after we experienced the Churban, and unfortunately we're still in Galus, what is the Yid preparing for now? He's preparing for Rosh Hashanah, he's preparing for the Beis HaMikdash. It's time to rebuild. It's time to build the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why this parasha speaks about Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Parashas Re'ei is what the Torah says clearly. V'hoya hamakayim asher yivchar Hashem Elokeichem bo l'shaken shemo yishom shama saviu es kol asher anochi mitzava eschem. Says Rashi, benu lachem beis habchira b'Yerushalayim. Build the beis hamikdash in Yerushalayim. This is the tzivui of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, which occurs right after Chodesh Menachem Av, Chodesh Elul, which is the month of Binyan, Ki Yodua, also the second Beis HaMikdash, the building for the second Beis HaMikdash was in Elul, Chof Hei Elul and Chof Dalet Elul. One day the ruins of Yerushalayim were rebuilt, was also in Elul. The ruins of the Beis HaMikdash began in Elul. Elul is the Chodesh of Binyan. Reuniting with Hashem and building the Beis HaMikdash. But there's something very deep about Elul that perhaps will explain to us what this pasuk means here, Anoichi Noisein, and how the Tefillat Tzadik is Merame, is that this refers to Elul. Elul is actually the month before creation. If one really looks into it, so it brings the Pnei Menachem, the Leif Simcha, the Geras Svarim, Stama, they bring it from the Sfasemes and Chedushi Harim. When we call a time an Eis Ratzon, a time of acceptance, a time that it's easy to get close to Hashem, we refer to it as an Eis Ratzon. He says, Seuda Shlishis, the time of Seuda Shlishis, the time that we eat, what we call Shalosh Seudas, the third meal of Shabbos is called in Zohar, Ra'ava de Ra'avin. It's in the Nigunim that we sing. Ra'ava de Ra'avin means in Hebrew, that's an Aramaic expression. Ratzon of Ratzon. In Ratzon itself, it's the time of Ratzon. It's the highest moment of the week, it's Shalosh Seudas time, as Shabbos is about to end. Says the Pnei Menachem, Ger Rebbe, he says that why is it an Eis Ratzon? Because it's right before the world was created. The world was created, Mitzvah Shabbos. Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Voker, Yom Echad. When was that? Sunday. When did Sunday start? The night before. That was Mitzvah Shabbos. So Shalosh Seudas is right before the world was created, sort of. Even though there was nothing at that time, but that's what it was. Kodma La'olam. What was right before the world was created was sort of right before Sunday would be Shalosh Seudas time. So he says it's an Eis Ratzon. Why? What does Ratzon mean? Ratzon means will, want, machshava. That was when Hashem decided to create the world. When Hashem made the decision to create the world, the machshava, the ratzon, right before the actual ma'asa is the Eis Ratzon. And it's known, the world was created really in Elul. Chof Hei Elul is when the world was created. Bereishis Bara Elohim was Chof Hei Elul. Because Adam was created on Rosh Hashanah, which was Friday, which is Aleph B'Tishrei. That means the world was created 6 days before that. That would be Chof Hei Elul. The rest of Elul, therefore, is before that. So El is an Eis Ratzon, just like Shalosh Seudas is an Eis Ratzon, because it's right before the creation of the world, sort of, as he explains. So too Chodesh El, the entire Chodesh is an Eis Ratzon. It's when Hashem had the will, when Hashem had the machshava to create the world. Before the world, before the Torah, before Klal Yisrael, before everything, when Hashem had the Ratzon, the will to do so, that even though time did not exist at that time, so it's a little bit of a difficulty to say that, there was no such thing as Elul, there was no such thing as Tishrei, there was no such thing as time. That's a question on this. But the fact is, that's how the Sfarim explained it, that Elul is right before Tishrei, Elul is the Eis Ratzon, right before Rosh Hashanah, just like Shalosh Seudas, right before Shabbos is over, is the Eis Ratzon. It's the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu had the Machshava. It's Yadua. There's a Yerushalmi and Makkos that all the Svarim bring down, where the question was asked, what should happen to a person who sins? The Malachim in Shemayim say clearly, a person who sins is to die. Hanefesh HaChoytaz, he Thomas. There's no way out. You rebel against Hashem, that's it. The Torah says, bring a carbon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, do tshuva. So tshuva comes from Hashem himself. Even the Torah doesn't really allow for tshuva. Once Hashem gave the okay, so it's written in the Torah. But mitzad hadin, mitzad tshuva, mitzad Torah itself, tshuva really shouldn't help. If a person rebels against the king, he could say he's sorry all he wants, but that's it. Unless the king is very nice and has mercy on him, he's out, it's finished. But Hashem says no. Ya'aseh tshuva v'yiskaper. Tshuva is rooted in Hashem himself. And so are the neshamas of Klal Yisrael. It's Yodua, but the Tana de Be'eliyahu writes, what came first, Torah or Bnei Yisrael? Who's first? Who's more important? Moshe had to make this decision when he was holding the luchas in his hand, and to decide whether to give it to Klal Yisrael or to smash it on the floor. Moshe had to make the decision who's more important, Klal Yisrael or the Torah. And Moshe's decision was Klal Yisrael, there first. Like an author who writes a book, the paper, the ink comes at the end. The writing, the first thing the author thinks about is the characters in the book, right? Thinks about who he's going to write about. Then he writes the book. Hashem first decided who he's going to write about. Daber al b'nei Yisrael, Tzavez b'nei Yisrael. So the first thought in Kaviyachal, Hashem's thought process, if we can use that word, in the Machshava, was b'nei Yisrael. Then came the Torah after that. Then came the world. As the Medrash says, Yisrael olu b'machshava tchila. That's the lashon of the Medrash. Olu b'machshava, on top of the machshava. The first machshava Hashem had, machshava tchila, is b'nei Yisrael. That's us. We are rooted, as the Svarim use the expression, mushrash ba'atzmas. Because in Sifrei Chabad, you find it a lot, and other Svarim, that Yidden, Jews, are rooted in the essence of Hashem himself. A Yid and Hashem are really one. More than any others, and not only that, even greater than Torah and greater than anything in this world. And that's why when Moshe had to make the decision, who goes, the Torah or Klal Yisrael? The Torah goes. Klal Yisrael precede the Torah, and we'll start over again if we have to. And that's what happens. And that led to, of course, Chodesh Elul, which gives us the second Luchos on Yom Kippur. And perhaps we can explain this like this. Hashem is known by his names. That's how we refer to him. But Hashem himself has no name. Hashem is Anochi, I. No name. We have no idea who he is. Atzmus the most. We have no idea what that means. Then there's Yudke Vavke. And then there's Elohim. Elohim, Hashem created the world with. Bereshis Bara Elohim. The lower level of Hashem's name. Elohim meaning judge. But then there's Yudke Vavke. Which Yudke Vavke is really the Torah. Anochi Hashem Elohim. It's Yudu what the Ramban writes at the beginning of the Hakdamah to Chumash, Kol HaTorah Kula Shmoysov Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hein. The entire Torah is Hashem's name. Every Pasuk is another name of Hashem. Like we have in the Mishnah and Markus, Shaloi Hashem HaMeviyoi Lidei Zu, Mevi Lidei Zu. We find Rashi over there, HaMikra. Pasuk is called Hashem. So that's what the Ramban says, Kol HaTorah Kula Shmoysov Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's still not Hashem himself. Hashem himself is Anoichi. By Matan Torah, yes, it says that. By Matan Torah it says, Anoichi Hashem Elohikecha. It says Anoichi, and then it says Hashem's name. But that Anoichi goes with Hashem's name. Anoichi by itself, though, comes before that. Klal Yisrael, we are rooted in Anoichi. We're rooted in Hashem himself. And that's where tshuva is rooted. The ability to be able to do tshuva means that a person is able to return totally. Tshuva doesn't mean repentance. Tshuva means return. Repentance is not the real translation for tshuva. Even a tzaddik does tshuva. Because even a tzaddik, as long as he's in a human body, he's sort of a little bit disconnected from his root. The entire life, even a tzaddik is striving to return, to come back to that madrega where the neshama was before the world was created. And where were the neshamas before the world was created, says the Medrash? They were chatsuva tachas kisei hakavoy. All the neshamas were in Hashem's throne. That's where that's originally where we come from. The Gemara tells us, "Gedoyla tshuva shemagaas ad kisei hakavoy." How great is tshuva that it reaches up until the heavenly throne? Because that's where we were once. We were once there. That's what tshuva brings us. Real tshuva takes us back to we were koydem hachet, before chet chadesh imenu kekedem ilakadmin bereishis begematria anoichi anoichi umoichet fishoach lema'ani. And not only koydem hachet, but before the world was created. Tshuva has the power to bring us to that madrega of our connection to Hashem, at least in the machshava of Hashem, the way it was before the world was created. There was no Elohim. There wasn't even Yud Kei Vavke. What's Yud Kei Vavke? Yud Kei Vavke is an expression that means was, is, and always will be, meaning that in time itself, Hashem always was, is, and always will be. But before the world was created, there was no time. There was no Ho Yehovah Yeh. Yud Kei Vavke only comes about because there's a world. And there's a Torah. But Hashem himself, which is Anochi, that's before. That's before the world was created. Chodesh Elul is such a powerful Chodesh. It's the Chodesh right before the world was created. So it was before Elohim, before Yud Kei Vav Kei. The only thing that existed was Hashem himself, Anochi. That's what the pasuk says here. Re'ei, see, anoichi noisen. I'm giving you, oh, I'm giving you anoichi. I'm giving you a month where you can reconnect to me on the highest level. There's no name of Hashem at all. This entire pasuk, Hashem's name is not even mentioned once. Just anoichi. Re'ei, anoichi noisen lefneichem ayom bracha uklala. And it ends a few psukim later with the pasuk Ushmartam Lasso. He says, "Kol achukim v'yais hamishpatim asher anoichi noisen lefneichem ayom." Again, that expression without Hashem's name, back all the way back to the source, back to the root. Like we find also next week in the Haftarah, anoichi anoichi hu menachemchem. Hashem's name is not mentioned there either. Just anoichi anoichi. Because in the future we're going to go back to the anoichi before the world was created, that madrega of Ratzon, even higher than the Aseres HaDibros, because there it says anoichi Hashem Elokecha, so Hashem's name is there. There's a connection to the world. But in the pasuk that we're going to read next week in the Haftarah, the Nechama is anoichi anoichi hu menachemchem. There Hashem's name is not mentioned. It's higher than any name. It's Hashem Himself, and that's where we're going to go. That's Olam Haba. But it's interesting that Elul and Adar, those 2 months, although they seem to be quite different, Elul is a serious month, serious but happy. It's a happy month, not a sad month, it's a very happy month. There's nothing more joyous than being able to return, than being able to do tshuva and go back, where Hashem takes us back to the highest madrigas. But it's a serious month. People get serious in Elul to some degree. Adar, on the other hand, seems to be a month that is very extremely joyous, not too serious at all. Yet, Adar and Elul are very much related. Both are the last months. If you count from Nisan, then Adar is the last month. If you count from Tishrei, Elul is the last month. One of the Rosh HaTevis of Elul, Ki Yodua, is Ish L'Re'ehu U'matanois L'Evyonim, which is what we do on Purim. What we do on Purim is the Rosh HaTevis of Elul. Ish L'Re'ehu U'matanois L'Evyonim, the concept of Achdus Yisrael, of Tzedakah, giving Tzedakah, Ki Yodua, the Tziruf of Hashem's name of the Chodesh Elul is the last letters of Utzedakah Tihi Elonu Ki, which is Sefer Tevis Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's the Tziruf Shem Havaya of Elul, which Elul is a month which was supposed to add and increase in, as much as possible in giving of tzedakah and in increasing and intensifying Avas Yisrael. That's why it says here, Re'ei Loshen Yochid. It should have said Re'u. Hashem is speaking to the entire Klal Yisrael in one unit. Right away, Re'ei, Chodesh Elul is coming. This month I want to see you all as one. It's not talking to one person. Ish L'Re'ehu Matonis L'Avyoinim. And it's interesting that Adar is the month in which we read Parshas Zachar. In Elul, we also read Parshas Zachar. Parshas Zachar is in Parshas Kiseitze, which is always read in Elul. In both months, which we'll speak about in 2 weeks, the connection. But the point of tonight's message is that in Adar, we also see this idea of reaching the Madrega of Anoichi, higher than Hashem's name. Lifnei Hashem Titoru. We say on Yom Kippur, Lifnei Hashem Titoru. Tells us the Svarim, the Kutei Torah from the Baal HaTanya and others, Sfasemas, Lifnei Hashem, higher than Yudkei Vavkei. Lifnei Hashem means before Hashem, higher than Yudkei Vavkei. Yid reaches such union with Hashem, he connects himself to Hashem himself. Lifnei Hashem Titoru is B'gematria Eis Ratzon. The greatest Eis Ratzon is that a Yid is able to reach the Madrega of Lifnei Havaya, Lifnei Hashem Titoru, which is Yom Kippur. We know Yom Kippur and Purim are similar, Purim, Kippurim. In Chodesh Adar, we read the Megillah. And the Megillah does not have Hashem's name in it. When the Gemara in Chulin asks, Esther men Atorah menayin, so the Gemara answers, Shenem av anoichi haster astir ponai bayam av anoichi. The Megillah is rooted in anoichi, in Hashem himself. As the Chassam Sofer writes, that the Megillah has more Kedusha than the Sefer Torah. Because the Torah is Shmoisav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu again. Megillah is Hashem himself. The Megillah is the Atzmus of Hashem himself. That's Anoichi, that's higher than Yudkei Vavkei. And that's the Madrega that a Yid can reach in Chodesh Elul as well. Elul is the month preceding the Bria. The Eis Ratzon of Elul preceding the Bria, when Hashem had the Machshava to create the world, when Bnei Yisrael Olu B'Machshava, is before any Shemus. There are no names yet. Hashem is not being referred to by any name. No Yudkei Vavkei, no Elikim. That's where a Yid is rooted. And that's what Tshuva is about. Tshuva takes us to Hashem himself. Yes, it does say Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Eloikecha, which would seem to indicate that Shuva reaches Hashem's name. That's a lower level of Shuva. There's Shuva Meira. Shuva Me'ahava goes much more powerful. That's Anoichi Anoichi Humoichi Feshoechel Lama'ani. Like Anoichi Anoichi Humanachemchem. Higher even than the Aseres Hadibis, where it says Anoichi only once. So Tshuva has the ability to bring a Yid back to where he was. And where was he? He was B'machshavtei Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Olu B'machshavtei, before Hashem even had a name. That's Anoichi. Tshuva brings a Yid to Anoichi, which is Bereishis, which is all the way at the beginning, back to the way it was. Bereishis Bara Elikim. And that's the Makom HaMikdash. The Makom HaMikdash is the place where a Yid reaches such a level. We find throughout this parasha, it says a few times, Va'achaltem Sham Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. You will eat in the Beis HaMikdash and you'll be higher than the Shemus. You'll be connected to Hashem Himself. Or as it says at the end of the parasha, Espnei Hashem Yeroya Kol Zichurucha Espnei Hashem Elokeichem. The Pnim, higher than the Shemus. So Re'ei Anoichi Noisein, the pasuk is telling you, I am giving you myself. Hashem says Anoichi Noisein Lifneichem Hayoyim, before Hayoyim, before Rosh Hashanah. What am I giving you? I'm giving you Anoichi. I'm giving you I. I'm giving you me myself. Hashem says my essence, higher than Shemos, because mitzad Shemos it could be tshuva wouldn't help. Elokim is the Bria, Yud Kei Vav Kei is the Torah. Anoichi is Hashem Himself, and that's where we're rooted. We are rooted in Anoichi and Hashem Himself. And the ability to do tshuva comes from there, which tshuva means that we're returning not to Elohim, not to Yud Kei Vav Kei, but to Anoichi, to Hashem Himself. We mentioned previous weeks that Tammuz and Av are hinted in the words Vahayomim Yemei Bikurei Anovim. Pasuk in Shlach, when it talks about the Meraglim, it says they went during the time when the grapes were ripening. So Rav Shamshim Yastropolia, all the Svarim bring it down, the Chassam Sofer over and over again. Bikurei Anovim, he says the letter is before Anovim, Agin Nun Beis Mem, is Samach Mem Aleph Lamed. Bikurei, meaning before. The letters before Anovim is Samach Mem Aleph Lamed, that's the name of the Satan. And these are days in which the Satan has power. Which days does the Satan have power? Tammuz and Av. Shavasa B'Tammuz, Tisha B'Av. Elul, that's over with. In Elul, there's the Tikkun for Tammuz and Av. Re'ei Anoichi Noisein. Anoichi Noisein is exactly the gematria of Hayomim Yemei Bikurei Anovim. In Elo, when Hashem gives us Himself, He gives Anoichi, He gives us the power to do tshuva, we rectify the tumah, the power of the Satan from the Hayomim Yemei Bikurei Anovim. The Satan has no shlita. Now a Yid is in full control. It's kiyadua that Chodesh Elo was supposed to be in the domain of Esav. But Yaakov took it away from him. It says Yaakov took away the Akev of Esav, which the Akev of Esav means the end of the year, which is Elul, the Chodesh of Tshuva. Yaakov says, Esav doesn't deserve to do Tshuva. Tshuva is for Klal Yisrael. And Yaakov succeeds. Yodoy is Yud. So the Svarim tell us, Sefer Yetzirah, that Elul was created with the letter Yud. We know also Olam Haba was created with the letter Yud. Kibekah Hashem Surah Elamim, this world was created with the letter Hey, Olam Haba was created with the letter Yud. Yud is Olam Haba. Elul is created, what does El have to do with Olam Haba? Elul is the month of Ratzain, the month in which a Yid can connect to Hashem before the world was created. That's Olam Haba. What was before the world was created is what's going to be revealed after the Shita Alfa Shninda Hava Alma. Soif Maaseh B'machshava Techila, as we say in L'chadoidi, which is based on a Chazal. What happens all the way at the end was what was in the thought process all the way at the beginning. What Hashem first thought about, the Machshava Techila, B'nei Yisrael, all of, what did Hashem think of? When Hashem first thought of us, He thought of us already the way we're going to be in the time of Tikkun. The way what Hashem thought of us before the Bria, that's the way it's going to be in Olam Haba, in the Olam of Yud, created with Yud. Olam Haba is the time of Ratzon, which no one knows what that is. As the Gemara says in Brachas, Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis, Kol Hanaviim Lo Nisnabu Ela Limois Hamoshiach. Avol Olam Haba Ayin Loi Ra'asa Elokim Zulasecha. No one knows what Olam Haba is. Not the Yeshaya Hanavi, not Moshe Rabbeinu. No one knows what Olam Haba is. It's Lamailam and Adas. It's Pliya Adas Bimeni. No one knows what it is. It's the Olam of Re'iyah. That's Olam Haba. Olam Haba comes after Avoida and Olam Hazeh, after Yemais HaMashiach, after Tchiyas HaMeisim, comes Olam Haba, which we don't know what it is. We have no idea what it is. It's Lamaylam and Adas. That's Anoichi. Re'ei Anoichi Noisayin Lefneichem Hayim. I'm giving you now, before Rosh Hashanah, a Chodesh. We should appreciate what Elul is. Such an unbelievable month where a Yid can connect and return back to the way things work. Koidem HaBriya. We know that every month has a Shevet. The Shevet of every month, we learn from the Shevet what the month is about. And according to the Arizal, Elul is God. When it says God, when God was born, the Pasuk says, Ba God, Ba Mazel Tov, Rashi says. Only when God was born. When Reuven was born, they didn't say Mazel Tov. When Shimon was born, they didn't say Mazel Tov. Every baby that's born, there's an outcry of Mazel Tov, which means good luck. When God was born, it says it's specifically, Ba God. As Rashi says there, Ba Mazel Tov. Because God is Elul. Elul is the month of good Mazel. Unlike Menachem Av, which the Mazel is no good, Reya Mazlei, as the Gemara says, a person should not have a court case with a guy in Av. Elul is Mazel Tov. Av is Bein HaMitzarim. Elul is Harchava. Ki Yarchiv Hashem Elokecha Es Gevulcha, says the Pasuk in this week's parasha. Expansion, relief. There's no more constraint like there were in the 3 weeks and the 9 days on Tisha B'Av. Meitzar, and Ameitzar Korosi Ko Anoni Ba'Merchav. That's the Shofar. The Shofar is narrow at the opening and then it widens. From the Meitzar comes Merchav. By God, the Pasuk says, Baruch Marchiv God. Moshe Rabbeinu benches God, that God's portion of land expanded, it was wide. God is Harchava. God is the warrior. God was the one who fought. He was the one on the front lines. God Gedud Yigudenu V'hu Yagud Akev. Elul is the month in which we battle the Yetzirah. All the halachas, all the psukim of Melchama are in Chodesh Elul, and Shoivtim and Kiseitzeh, as we'll see in the next few weeks. And God was the warrior. Elul is the time to eradicate all the midos ra'os. It's a time to eradicate the Yetzirah. It's a time to eradicate Avodah Zarah. This parasha speaks over and over again about removing Avodah Zarah. Abe to Abdun es kolam koyim es asher avdu sham agoyim. Navi sheker, meisis umei diach. Iran idachas. Anything that has to do with Avodah Zarah is in this week's parasha. How to get rid of huviar to harami kirbecha. That's what a yid has to do in Chodesh Elul. In Chodesh Elul, you have to get rid of Avodah Zarah, which means you have to get rid of the ani, the I, the self-interest. We have to get rid of our personal interests. Elul is loy with an aleph and loy with a vav. A yid has to be loy with an aleph. He has to totally humble himself before Hashem, like as if he's ke'ayin, like nothing. Anoichi is the letters ke'ayin. You want to be connected to Hashem, Anoichi, which is Hashem himself, you have to be ke'ayin. The more we humble ourselves, the closer we get to Hashem. Loy with an aleph is loy with a vav. If you're not, if you're a no, then you're to him. If you're haughty, if you're arrogant, you're not close to him. So Elul is the month in which we humble ourselves. We hear the shofar every day. Tikkun b'avei the shofar. The shofar humbles us. Doing tshuva means a person admits that he did something wrong. He humbles himself before Hashem. The more one does tshuva, the more one experiences loy with an aleph, the closer one gets to Hashem, and especially to Hashem himself, which is anoichi, which the anoichi is begematria kisei. Getting rid of Avodah Zarah is what the Pasuk is telling us. Do you know how you connect with Anoichi? So we read further on. Get rid of Avodah Zarah. Get rid of all the Gaiva. Get rid of all the Yeshus. Yeshus, which Oisi is Vashti. Just like we read about how Vashti is killed in the Megillah in Chodesh Adar. The arrogance, Vashti is the klipa of arrogance, Yeshus, Oisi is Vashti. In Chodesh El, we have to get rid of the Avodah Zarah, all the Yeshus and the Gaiva, and that brings us to the Beis HaMikdash. Right afterwards, says the Pasuk, V'hoya ha'makam asher yivcha Hashem elokechem boi l'shaka in Shemoy Shom. Getting rid of the Midos Ra'os in Elul, getting rid of the Avodah Zarah, the arrogance and the Gaiva in Chodesh Elul, brings us to Rosh Hashanah, B'gematria Beis HaMikdash, brings us to the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, where a Yid totally prostrates himself. It's the only time ever that we actually bow on the floor is Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, because Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that's the Beis HaMikdash of time, and in the Beis HaMikdash a Yid bows Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we bow as well. It's like as if the Beis HaMikdash is with us. And a Yid reaches this madrega of Lifnei Hashem Elokecha. God, it says, was born circumcised. That's why it's called God. God from Lashon Krisa, cut. Gadu Ilana, Rashi brings the Gemara, Gadu Ilana, which means to cut in Aramaic. He was born cut. Umol Hashem Elokecha es levavcha ve es levav zarecha, as the Svarim tell us, es levavcha ve es levav is Rosh Hatevis Elul. Umaltem es orlas levavchem. Elul is the chaydish that we have to circumcise our hearts, which means we have to get rid of the Yetzer Hara, control the Yetzer Hara, submit ourselves to the will of Hashem. Ki yachris Hashem Elokecha es hagoyim, we read about in this parasha. Hashem says, I will help you get rid of the nations, means I'll help you get rid of the bad midos. I'll help you eradicate the evil. But abe to abedon, you have to do yours first. Abe to abedon, and then ki yachras Hashem Elokecha es gevulcha. And then we come to the pasuk, bonim atem la Hashem Elokechem. Bonim atem la Hashem Elokechem. We are Hashem's children, and a bain is b'moyach ha'av ki yodua. The bain comes from the moyach of the av. The zera comes from the moyach. So we too, we are Hashem's children. We come from the machshava, olu b'machshava. We come from the machshava kaviyachol of Hashem. B'nei Yisrael, olu b'machshava. Unlike in Chodesh Menachem Av, where we were chastised and we were admonished, and in Yirmiyahu Anavi talks to us in a way where he's giving us tremendous Musar and Yeshaya and Shabbos Chazayin. Right after Chodesh Menachem Av, we come to this parasha where the Torah tells us, Bonim atem la Hashem Elokechem. You are Hashem's children. Reb Simcha Bunav of Pshischa said, it doesn't matter whoever you are, every Yid is a child of Hashem. He says the word atem, we find by Kiddush HaChodesh, where it says there, Eile moyade Hashem asher tikru'u oisom mikroi kodesh. Oisom is atem, afilu shoygigan, afilu meziden, afilu mutoy. And the Gemara darshins that Beis Din has the power to proclaim Rosh Chodesh, even if the Beis Din errs. Even if they err deliberately, we have to follow the Beis Din. So atem, he says, means no matter what, whether you're a shogeg, mezid, mistaken, the Chodesh is declared. He says, bonim atem l'Hashem Elokim. The word atem over here means no matter who you are, whether you are tzaddikim, whether we are shogeg, even if we're mezid, and even if we're a shoyim, it doesn't matter. Bonim atem l'Hashem Elokim. We are Hashem's children. Ki am kodesh atel l'Hashem Elokecha uvecha bochar Hashem li'yos lo'ila am segula. Hashem chose us. Just like he chose the Beis HaMikdash, it's called the Beis HaBechira. And we say on Rosh Hashanah, before we hear the shofar, we say Vamanatzeach seven times, Yivchar lonu es nachaloseinu es goyin yankav asher oyev zela. Bechira, Hashem chose us. Bechira means, and Hashem chose us even before all of the machshava, even before there was any Ryan, before there was a Yaakov and an Esav, we were already part of Hashem even before that. And then we come to the end of the parasha, which the end of the parasha speaks to us about the Yomim Tovim. It speaks to us about the three times during the year that the year has to be Oyler Regel, which at the end, the last one is Sukkah, Sukkah Simchas Toirish Min Yatzeres, V'Hayisa Ach Sameach, Oylas Re'iyah, correct, Re'iyah, which is Re'ei. And before that, the Torah talks to us about the Eved Ivri, that even he, the Eved who was, his ear was pierced because he wanted to stay more than the 6 years that he was supposed to. Says the pasuk, "Vanasata ba'azna yivadelis v'hayolocha eved oylam." This is a repeat of what we learn in Parshas Mishpatim. Parshas Mishpatim is the Shabbos that takes us into Adar. Re'ei takes us into Elul. Again, Adar and Elul are very, very similar. Both months in which a yid reaches the darga of anoichi, a yid reaches the madrega that we are on during Shalosh Shudis. That's why Adar is Rosh Hatevis, Rava de Rava Ishtakach. It's a Loshon HaZoyar, referring to Shalosh Shudis, Rotzon of Rotzon. Rava de Rava Ishtakach is Begamatria, Ve'es Ruach HaTuma Avrim Min Ha'oretz. The Ace Rotzon of Shalosh Shudis, it's Yudua by many Hasidim in many communities. They sit in the dark and they sing and they people. It's a tremendously high point of Shabbos. Unfortunately, by some, it's a time just when people gossip and they look at the clock and they just can't wait till it's over already, so we could daven ma'ariv, you know, get rid of it and daven say Avdallah. But Shalosh Shudis really is a very, very auspicious time. It's a tremendous Eis Ratzon. The whole Chodesh Adar is like one long Shalosh Shudis. The whole Chodesh Elul is like one long Shalosh Shudis. Every Yid has a tikkun. We know Purim is a tikkun, even for the lowest Jews. Acharis Vereshis, we read that Hibim Achashveirosh, Acharis Vereshis, someone walks in, I was going to wonder, why is this guy talking about Purim? But Elul and Elul is the same thing. In Chodesh Elul, there's a tikkun even for the lowest of the low, even the lowest Jew, the Acharis Jew, a Jew who normally would say there's no tikkun for the Eved Ivri, who asks to stay more than 6 years because of Hafti as Hadoini as Ishtivi as Bonoi. So you would think such a person there's no tikkun for. In Mishpatim and in Re'ei, we read that even for him there's a tikkun. In Mishpatim it says, Va'avadoi le'olam, and there Rashi says, Til Yovel. But Yovel, he goes free. Yovel is the ram's horn. So Yovel really means the ram's horn has the power, the shofar in other words, has the power to uproot. It has the power to awaken even the lowest Jew who's so meshubit to his taivis, he's so subservient to his pleasures, to his desires, that he wants to stay, he'd rather be with his master, he'd rather be with his shivcha kananis than with his own wife. And he wants to stay more than 6 years, but after 50 years he goes free. Here also in Parshas Re'eh, the Torah repeats again about the Eved Ivri, and it says, V'nosata ba'ozna yuvadelis v'hoyolocha Eved Oilam, and there Rashi tells us, only till Yovel. B'shaftem ish el achuzasoi v'ish el mishpachtoi toshuvu she'ein ze el oilamoi shel Yovel. Yovel we all know is on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is when the emancipation was proclaimed. Ukrosem deroyer ba'oretz l'chol yoshevehu. Deroyer, freedom, the shofar was blown, and all the avodim went free. Even the Eved Ivri, even the Nirtzi, even the one who had his ear pierced, even the lowest Jew has a tikkun in Yovel, which every year Yom Kippur is the Bechina of Yovel, and it starts Rosh Chodesh Elul, because Rosh Chodesh Elul is the first day that we hear the shofar. That, even though it's not the shofar of Yom Kippur, and it's not even the shofar of Rosh Hashanah, some Svarim say the shofar of Elul is even greater than the shofar of Yom Kippur and the shofar of Rosh Hashanah, because it's Rishus. You don't have to hear it. It's brought down. That which is Rishus can reach even higher Madregas than that which is a mitzvah. Ain kan amokim for that. But Elul, for sure, Elul is the chaydish of tikkun nefashos, even the lowest neshamos. The same neshamos that receive a tikkun on Purim, in chaydish Adar, in the schus of the Megillah, receive a tikkun on chaydish Elul, in the schus of the Shofar. These 2 months are parallel one to the other. What Elul accomplishes now, Adar accomplishes before Nisan. Both are Eis Ratzon. Both are months in which a Yid reaches Hashem himself. In the Megillah, it doesn't say Hashem's name. And here too, Re'ei Anoichi Noisein, Hashem himself, Anoichi, Misha Anoichi, as it says in Zohar, Misha Anoichi, higher than any name. No name. Hashem himself. Like a child, when a child is born, before the bris, he doesn't have a name. It's he himself, that's the child himself, even before he was given a name. Hashem himself. Klal Yisrael, Mushrash in Hashem himself. That's the power of the tshuva of Chodesh Elul, which already now, even though we're still in Menachem Av, it's already Shabbos Mevarchim Chodesh Elul this entire week. The name of the parasha is Re'ei, which means that a Yid during Chodesh Elul has to work on Re'iyah, to see things the right way, to be very careful what a Jew looks at, what not to look at, what yes to look at. Re'ei, and that's going to bring us to the Makom HaMikdash, the Makom of Re'iyah, which the shofar has the power to emancipate. The shofar has the power to awaken everyone. Shofar is Shapru. Shapru Ma'aseichem. The shofar is rooted in the ram's horn that was slaughtered on the Makom HaMikdash. And in fact, that's when Avraham Avinu designated this spot to be the place of Re'iyah. As we say in the Akedah, those who say it every day, we're going to hear it on Rosh Hashanah morning. Vayikra Avraham, Shem HaMakom Hahu, Hashem Yireh, Asher Ye'omer Hayoyim Behar Hashem Ye'ra'eh. Right after slaughtering the ram, Vayisa Avram is saying the Vayarvihine Ayalachar Nechas Basvach Bekarnov. Avram goes, takes the ram, slaughters the ram instead of slaughtering Yitzchak, designates the Makom HaMikdash now for the future. This is the spot for the future where a Yid can go and see Hashem, where a Yid can be Zeichet to Re'iyah. And that came after slaughtering the Ayal, which was Nechas Basvach Bekarnov, which the whole Shofar, the whole Rosh Hashanah that we blow on Shofar is rooted in the Ma'aseh HaAkedah. Because the horns were tangled, because the Satan tried to tangle the ram in the horns to prevent Avram from slaughtering the ram, which at a different time we went through the whole idea of why, what was so important about slaughtering the ram. That's really the whole story. It's slaughtering the ram that he substitutes for Yitzchak. Because he could have stopped as soon as Hashem said, no, you don't have to slaughter. He could have gone home already. But he stayed. and he untangled the horns. The satan used the horns, figuring that if he tangles the horns with the thorns, Avraham is going to give up. He did enough already. He passed the test. So he won't get extra credit. He passed the test already. He can go home. But Avraham untangles the every thorn from the horn until finally, it must have taken a long time until he got that ram out of the thorns. Those horns become that which was used for Klal Yisrael later on. Those horns become the Keren Hashor, the Keren Ha'ayol, the Keren that we use, the Shofar that we use, that awakens every single Yid and brings the Yid to Re'iyah, brings the Yid to the Makom of Re'iyah's Panim, where every Yid is Zeicha to see with his own eyes. Re'ei, Rosh HaTevis, Rosh Hashanah, Elul, that Hashem should help that we should be Zeicha Taka, that we should enter the month of Elul with the right Machshavas, enter the month of Elul realizing that we are able to connect to Hashem on the highest levels. And this is a hakdama, an introduction to Rosh Hashanah. Before coming, a yid should not wait until the end. We say nihi el roish the loy lezonov. Person shouldn't wait till the tail end. All right, I'll prepare slichas time. I'll get ready erev Rosh Hashanah. Yes, it's true. Hashem will accept us anyway, but the best time would be, like it says, Vayashkeim Avraham Baboiker. Vayashkeim Avraham Baboiker is Begematria Chamisha Osaba'ov. It's best to start Chamisha Osaba'ov. That's early in the morning, not to wait till the end of the day. Start L'Roish. If one didn't start Chamisha Osaba'ov, so you start Rosh Chodesh Elul. Rosh Chodesh Elul is also a good time to start. Even before that, even Shabbos Mevarchim Elul, and even before that, the week of Shabbos Mevarchim Elul is a good time to start preparing for the upcoming year of Tavshin Ayin Aleph. We hope Mashiach will be here before then, but Tavshin Ayin Aleph is Begematria Bias Mashiach. Every year, Tzadikim, not that I'm a Tzadik, but Tzadikim used to give a Remez every year before. A Remez doesn't mean, you know, no one knows. They used to give a Remez this year, could be Remez, that is. Tavshin Ayin Aleph is Begematria Bias Mashiach. Not that we have to wait till Tavshin Ayin Aleph, which we should be already in Tavshin Ayin. But by the time Tavshin Ayin Aleph comes around, it already be Takashnas Bias Mashiach. And we should be zeichet to be in the Makom HaMikdash, in the Makom of Bereishis, the Makom of Anoichi, 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 Fesho'ech HaLama'ani, and every Yid returns to his roots, Tshuva, to his Shoiresh, the Al Yuval Yishalach Shoroshav, and we'll be zeichet to Taka B'Shoifa Godol L'Chei Ruseinu, V'Hoya B'Yoyim Ha'u Yitoka B'Shoifa Godol, Uvo ha'oivdim be'eretz Ashur v'hanidachim be'eretz Mitzrayim v'yishtachavu la'Hashem be'har ha'kodesh b'Yerushalayim, which during these weeks now we build Yerushalayim. This parasha talks about Yerushalayim, talks about Ma'aser Sheni, that we eat in Yerushalayim, and it talks about the Makom HaMikdash, and eventually in the Beis HaMikdash itself, the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Lefnei Hashem Titaru, on Yom Kippur. We should all be zeichet to all these madregas, not just to talk about them, but also to be zeichet to actually experience them and to enter Chodesh Elul with the proper Ruach. Have a good evening. And of course, we should have a refreshing language.